You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We'll talk a little bit more legal immigration talk here. I know we're like an hour from the State of the Union. I'll be out of here by the time that starts. If you're looking for a State of the Union reaction, I'm doing a show on it after the State of the Union. It'll be on The First TV if you want to watch me. I'll get some guests on. I'll be so witty and awesome, and just it'll be an incredible show. We'll do that. But coming up this hour, let's talk a little bit about the government being against us, this illegal immigration talk, some emails, some other stuff. First, a lot of this story is kind of repeatable because you've been paying attention and Norm hasn't. But you remember the governor's kidnapping plot out of Michigan, right? You do remember that. And it's very hard to keep all these things in line. Don't feel bad if you don't, because there are so many stories and scandals and the government's screwing us so bad at all times that it can be hard to keep track of all these things. So let me just recap. I'll recap it for you briefly. It was an election year, right? This was the first election, Donald Trump's re-election, Joe Biden. It's the one where Joe Biden ended up beating him, right? So this was the election year. And the government had raged against Trump, and the media had raged against Trump, and the impeachments and everything. Okay. But so you remember that, how desperate they were trying to get rid of Trump. And part of what they were doing was repeatedly calling you a threat to democracy, a threat to democracy, a threat to the country. People think that began, it could be easy to forget when things begin. People thought it began after January 6th that they started calling you a domestic terrorist. No. That began long before that. The FBI, all this really began under Obama, where the FBI started to focus more exclusively on right-wing domestic terror. We all know why. They want to arrest their political opponents. That's why. It's not more complicated than that. They want to arrest their political opponents. And they were really ramping up that rhetoric in the first Biden-Donald Trump election. And then we got all these headlines. This story comes out one day that there was a plot by right-wingers. You know, MAGA hats in the works. There was a plot by right-wingers to kidnap and then assassinate Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer was a horrible lockdown tyrant during COVID and all that. She's just a horrible commie hag. And we got all these headlines that there had been arrests. They busted this kidnapping and assassination team. And wow, it was eye-popping, right? Well, again, there's the story. And then there's the real story. You know about a lot of this because Julie Kelly has done incredible reporting on it. But if you would like one thing to read that's the newest thing that's been written, Julie Kelly did better reporting than this, but everything consolidated in one article. If you would like to read it, I'm not going to read it for you on the show. That's too boring. But The Intercept is a publication out there, and they have an article right now titled "The Informant at the Heart of the Gretchen Whitmer Kidnapping Plot Was a Liability, So Federal Agents Shut Him Up." This is one part of what is a tale that is too complicated to try to go into in depth on the radio, so I'll just make sure I lay it out for you here in a couple sentences in the simplest form possible. There was no plot to kidnap and assassinate the governor of Michigan until the FBI came up with the plot to kidnap and assassinate the governor of Michigan. Then, having planned and coordinated the plot, the FBI went looking for people who were dumb enough to sign up for something like this, found a couple dudes with an IQ of 5. One of them is living in the basement apartment that he rents underneath the vacuum repair shop. I'm not making that up. That's one of the lead assassins who was going to take out Gretchen Whitmer. The FBI found these poor schlubs, planned it with them, coordinated it with them. In one case, they gave the guy the explosives and then turned around and arrested him for the possession of explosives that they just gave him. And you read the article, and here's the thing. Here's really what it comes down to. This is the only part of it I'm going to read for you. Who's been warning you about this for the longest time? The Whitmer kidnapping case followed a pattern familiar from hundreds of previous FBI counterterrorism stings that have targeted Muslims in the post-9/11 era. Let me explain what I have explained many times, and then I'll play this clip from Dan Goldman that really brings it home. Governments, the only thing governments do really well is kill people and hurt people and break things. That's what government is good at. Governments are good at making war. They are. And the American government has traditionally made war very well. And when we focus on something, on an entity of any kind, when our government focuses on it and chooses to make war on it, we prevail. Think about what we did to the Nazis and the Japanese in World War II. Think about all the death and destruction we have brought to places, even wars we didn't ultimately win, like Vietnam. Do you have any idea how many more Vietnamese we killed than they killed of us? How much we bombed that country to rubble? And think about, as we've discussed before, after 9/11, think about how America's system, not just the military, America's law enforcement and intelligence apparatus took all those guns that it had used so many times, so effectively before, and they aimed all those guns and all those laws and all those everything at radical Islamic terrorism in the wake of 9/11. Okay, you understand all that. Well, now understand this. All those guns are now aimed at you. The national security apparatus that was really built and coordinated in the wake of 9/11 is no longer out there scouring the internet for the next ISIS guy who's going to set off a bomb in a school somewhere. That national security apparatus is now dedicated to the destruction of the American right wing. And I know that's a lot. Look, here's a headline. Your employer is spying on you for the FBI and DHS via DSAC. Now, I'm not going to get into all this DSAC stuff. It stands for Domestic Security Alliance Council. It doesn't matter what it is. The long story short, the Federal Bureau of Investigation and DHS, we now have confirmation today, courtesy of whistleblowers once again, that they very much were creating databases of you. You very well may have a database depending on how much shopping at Bass Pro Shop you've done. Yes, that's part of it. How is your online social media? Do you have social media online? That funny Biden meme? Did you say something on Instagram or Facebook against, the COVID-19 vaccine? These are all things that might very well get a file started on you by the national security apparatus that has declared war on you. This is how these people think now. It's not just Representative Dan Goldman. This is your FBI.
And what this committee has been trying to do for the last year and a half is to chill the federal government from monitoring what is going on social media and otherwise out there.
He goes on to discuss the First Amendment and how no amendment is absolute. It's one of the Democrats' favorite lines now. No amendment is absolute. I'm telling you right now, as I have said many times before, the most dangerous thing happening on the planet today is Western governments turning their guns against their own citizens. There's nothing else that even comes close. That is the story on the planet. It's not just us, if it makes you feel better. It's Canada, those poor freaking Canadians up there going through it. The UK, they're going through it. Germany, France, the Western civilized world. The governments got poisoned and corrupted by a bunch of dirty commie filth. And now the dirty commie filth is trying to get rid of the last thing that's keeping him from total power. And that's the quote right of whatever nation we happen to be talking about. Why do you think they're purging the military? Headline. This is from a Tom Klingenstein. Want to make sure I give him credit. It's great reporting, although it's stuff we know. Air Force memo reveals racial quota system. Why do you think it is they were so anxious to have a vaccine mandate for the military before they even had an approved vaccine? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they're enjoying the racial quota system? Why do you think they haven't backed off on that? Why do you think the FBI is recruiting at Pride events out there? Because they're not only turning the guns against us, they're recruiting new ones. Just keep it in mind. All right. We are going to, even though he's not here, we're going to let Brandon Darby spike the football a little bit on an illegal immigration issue here in the country. Remember Lake and Riley? Remember the stuff you heard from Darby? There's a direct connection there, a name that will be familiar to you that your normie neighbor has never heard of before. We'll play that for you in a moment before we play that for you. You know what does my heart good? We take so much time with the people who are potential advertisers for the show. We take time before we ever agree to let anyone do it because I love the emails. I love the phone calls we get saying, hey, this product is awesome. Hey, these people blessed me. And we get these all the time. And we get these as much for done-for-you real estate as anyone else. This organization is simply full of people who are here to help you. Help you do what? Help the normal person begin to acquire real estate. Slowly, small. This isn't for the billionaires. It's for you. They will walk you through all of it. The financing, they handle the rental process, they handle it all. But they can't handle squat unless you call them. Just call. Find out what they can do. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and get all the information you need right there. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow, hold on a second, I think I have to sneeze. I did, I sneezed. I just pressed the cough button so you couldn't hear it. No one could hear that, Chris. Don't worry, no one will find out. Anyway, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to email your questions, ask me anything, into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, first, let's cover this from the beginning. Why are all these illegals flooding into the United States of America? Well, you've heard me rant about that a million times. Don't take it from me. Take it from one of the illegals.
You came to the United States to work, and I came to vacation. Look at the difference. She is the one that maintains me. That is why I don't work, because the government gives her what belongs to her, to my daughter, for being an American citizen. Capiche? I have no need to work because, well, guys like few of you, this little princess, for being American, already receives a lot of money. Capiche?
Pretty aggravating, obviously. That was an illegal through a translator. Talking about the great life he has here. Doesn't even have to work. Well, now we have a bunch of gangs here. Remember a big reason why we have these gangs here. It's not accidental. Countries who want to get rid of their criminal element, and that's most countries, when they find out America has an open border, they will take entire gangs and they will ship them here. Now, many of you like it when Brandon Darby comes on. He's kind of our border cartel expert. And you remember, do you remember Brandon Darby? This is a little long. I'm going to let him play. I'm going to let it talk. I'm going to let him talk. I'm going to let it play. You remember when he came on and he discussed a very specific Venezuelan gang who's coming here en masse?
You have all these criminal groups and the barrios around Caracas and every other city in Venezuela. And when Hugo Chavez got power, one of the ways that he controlled the community and made sure that there was no dissent and that his enemies were taken care of, he deputized all of those criminals to be part of his government apparatus, right? Kind of a militias of sort. So you have this massive growth in these criminal organizations. And now you have like how many hundreds of thousands of young men coming from Venezuela in these communities. A lot of them are part of a gang called Tren de Aragua, right? That's one of the largest gangs in Venezuela. And they're coming into our cities. They're coming in. We can't differentiate between the guys who are coming here to work and have a better life and the people who are coming here who are members of these gangs. So as they come here and as they're in our communities, whether it's in the border communities where they're released or wherever, they begin to replicate and utilize the pre-existing criminal structures to do illegal things, which brings violence and a massive threat, not only to the American population, but also to that small segment of the American population who are our law enforcement, right? Yeah. And so it's just a natural outcome of having, you know, millions of young fighting age males from crime ridden areas show up at our border and get released into our country.
What was the name of the gang? You heard him. What was the name of the gang? Tren de Aragua. It was a name that you have already heard. You knew this weeks ago. We already found out this gang was coming here en masse. Here's the headline from today. Lakin Riley's suspected killer linked to bloodthirsty Venezuelan gang behind the terror in New York City, according to the court documents. And what's the name of the gang they're affiliated with? Tren de Aragua. We knew these things were coming. The point of all this is actually not even to give, you know, Darby credit, even though he deserves credit for informing us about this stuff. What's so maddening about all this is that our leaders know these things. You know, I know he has incredible sources, but if Brandon Darby knows these things, the people who run the country know these things. They know for a fact that there are murderous gangs pouring into the country and they don't care. How do we deal with that? How do you and I exist in a country being led by people like
last
this?
Last question, Chair Powell. Do you believe that the impacts of climate change pose a risk? Have you been talking about that more?
I certainly believe that.
And then listen to his answer, like a hostage reciting some lines he's been given.
Climate change is real and poses risks over the longer term, sure.
So there have been some that say, you know, higher interest rates actually makes it more difficult to build out the renewable energy projects and other investments required to prevent climate impacts. Do you believe that to be true?
You know, it's not our. I believe that we need to do our job that you've assigned us, which is maximum employment and price stability, and we do it through interest rates. It's not our job to consider the effect on climate change of that, and I think any effect on climate change of that would be kind of minuscule.
How do we live under this? I don't know. All right, I don't know. Let's talk a little bit about the layoffs. Americans getting a different view of foreign policy, why that is, Democrats trying to cheat in elections again, all that and more is still to come. Let's first talk about something incredible. You see, the State of the Union is tonight, and it will finish late, and my after show will finish late, and I'm going to need to get right to bed. But what in the world will I use to go right to sleep? We're going to bed at 10:30? What am I, 20? Well, it's okay because MyPillow is waiting for me. I'm walking into MyPillow heaven when I walk into my bedroom because I have the MyPillow 2.0 with the temperature regulating thread so I don't get sweaty ear. We have the Giza Dream Sheets on our bed right now. It's starting to get a little warmer down here, so the Giza Dream Sheets go on there. By the way, those are on sale right now. King size $69.98, king size set. Queen size is $59.98. I have my slippers. Either way, long story short, when the State of the Union is over tonight, I'm going to wrap myself in America because my pillow's made in America, and I'm going to sleep like a little bitty tiny baby. Give them a call or just go to the website, mypillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, use the promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, only a half hour away until President Mumbles gets up there and gives the State of the Union. And you know, it's just going to be the nastiest, most divisive thing in the world. It's going to be all kinds of, these people are terrorists.
I think that, you know, there are a couple of events in history that, you know, transcend politics and are piercing. I think 9/11 is one of those issues that people remember. And I think January 6th. Is one of those issues. And
Okay. And look, get ready for a heaping helping of race division tonight. Just prepare your blood pressure now. Prepare your mind for it now. And then don't sit and stress about it. Don't sit and rage at the TV. I was looking at this chart. Michael printed this off for me. It was, they charted the four biggest publications in America, newspapers, New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. Okay, so the biggest ones in the country. And what they did was they went back all the way back to 1970 and they charted the use of these three words, racists, Chris, that's plural for racist, and racism. All right, that's what they did. Racism. And you see right about the 2010-2011 mark. I mean, there are many spikes throughout this line, but overall the line's fairly flat. Right about that point, right around the 2010 park, boom, it looks like you went from the valley to the top of Mount Everest. I want to remind especially young people who are listening that, no, there's never been racial harmony here or anywhere, nor will there be. Cultures are different. People are different. Cultures clash with each other. That's the way it goes. There's always some sort of racial strife or religious strife or something in every society. But I want to remind, especially if you're, let's say, 20 or younger, that when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't like there was never any race talk, but it just wasn't ever something you saw discussed. It wasn't something, at least in my family or anywhere I lived, it wasn't something we ever dwelled on. If we discussed it, yeah, you make an inappropriate joke with your buddies that would definitely get you canceled today, but it was always, you know, a youthful snicker thing. It was never really serious. It just wasn't a thing that was out there the way it is now. But really about that time, surprise, surprise, under Barack Obama, the American communists figured that is a word they had better ramp way up to keep people hating each other and get people hating each other. And that word, you'll hear it used more now even than they have before, because here's something that these people fear. The Joe Bidens of the world, the honestly, look, I'll throw the Mitch McConnells of the world in there too, but the Joe Bidens of the world, the Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum types, you know what they really, really fear? They fear normal people figuring out that they're against all of us. All of us. They're terrified that might happen. And so as they carpet bomb urban black neighborhoods in America with all the illegals they're letting into the country, what they're going to do is try to keep that voting block home, try the best they can to keep all them voting Democrat at least through 2024 until they can totally fill up the neighborhoods and replace them all. At least Charles seems like he's filling it out.
The reason figuring
it out.
The reason I think the Democratic Party and Mr. Biden, President Biden, is losing black votes is they only care about black people every 4 years. They come into our neighborhoods and say, we're going to make stuff better. We're going to do this, do this, do this. And then finally, us black people are like, yo, man, other than my ability to dunk a basketball, all my neighborhoods are still the same. Our schools are still the same. And that's why I think black people are leaving disappointed in the Democratic Party, because I ain't going to lie. I voted Democratic every time just because I thought it was going to help black people and poor people. Because black people and poor white people, they're in the same boat. And like, I didn't care who the president was, I'm not gonna lie, but I only voted Republican one time in my life, and that was for John Kasich, and I didn't even know he couldn't win. But then I'm starting to look like, man, I understand why black people are leaving, want to vote for somebody else, because every 4 years they come into our neighborhood and say, man, we're gonna make things better for you.
Mm-mm-mm. Because of that, and I promise you, the White House heard those comments when they were made, and many comments like them. That's not just being played on the Jesse Kelly Show. The amount of racial animus that's going to be in tonight's speech is going to make you crazy if you let it. So don't let it. Just let it go in one ear and out the other. Biden is already despicable in that way anyway. Remember, this is the guy who stood in front of a room full of black people and told them Mitt Romney was going to, and I quote, put y'all back in chains. That's what he actually said, those words. So this is already a human being who's more than willing to say the most ridiculous, outlandish things possible. In an election year where they're concerned about the black vote, where they're hearing these comments, it's going to be a whole lot of whitey sucks tonight, so get ready for it, all right? All right. Now, there's all kinds of ugly stuff we talk about all the time, of course. But remember, there are positive things happening. They just don't happen quite as fast as we want them to happen. The primary day the other day, Super Tuesday, was a great example. There were so many races that should have gone a different way. We should have bounced these rhinos in the primary. We should have gotten this and gotten that. But we failed here and failed there and failed here. But we only failed. We failed to get everything we wanted. But we didn't fail. We won all kinds of primaries. Took out a bunch of rhinos in the Texas state legislature. School board races across the country. Primarying this guy.
Did we get everything you wanted? No. Everything I wanted? No, of course, not even close. But we inched the ball further the direction we need to go, right? Well, remember, nationally, that's happening as well in some ways. And I'm not going to try to just blow sunshine up. I'm not going to try to put a smiley face on this thing for you. We are in trouble. And I don't know if enough people are going to wake up in time. But I do know that there are big things happening, things that are bad for the evil people, things that are bad for the system. Here's a headline from the Boston Herald. Few Americans want more U.S. involved or want the U.S. more involved in current wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The American people have lost so much trust in the foreign policy idiots who run this country. The American people have lost so much trust in how this government has conducted wars of the past that they're done with this stuff. Slowly, they're getting over it. Slowly, they're getting done with it. And that is a mentality in this country we have not had since pre-World War II. Pre-World War II, even while Hitler was marching through Europe, the American people held the same foreign policy that they'd held since the beginning of the country. Not my fault, not my problem. We trade with everyone. America doesn't get involved in other people's wars. That was the founding foreign policy of this nation. Then we allowed these people to rip us up and change that. And then after watching how these people have abused our trust, abused our troops, abused our money over all these decades, the American people are slowly but surely coming around to where they should be. And that's a good thing. Again, does it happen as fast as you want? Of course not. But it's happening and it's good. All right, one more segment. And then it's State of the Union time. Before we do that segment, let me tell you about something that I think might help your day a little bit. Every single day, I pour chocolate powder into some form of liquid and I chug it. It's the first thing I do when I wake up. Chalk, you know, all natural herbal supplements, they have this powder called chocolate powder. It's packed full of all the vitamins and minerals, just packed full of this stuff. So where the wife will either be making us a smoothie and she'll pour that in it, or I'll just get a glass of whole milk and I'll pour that in it and I chug it to start off my day. You cannot imagine the difference when instead of waking up and grabbing whatever else, whatever unhealthy thing I normally would grab, boom, I put that in my body right off the bat. Try it. Go to chalk.com. They're having a Mega March sale on everything right now. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a big discount on everything. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Try some chocolate powder. Try the male vitality stack. Try the female vitality stack. Try to stick around because we have one segment left. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I have one more thing I actually want to play for you before we get into a couple of these headlines and a couple more emails and something like that, because we've had a bunch of those tonight and in recent weeks, and maybe you've been feeling a bit down and it's all lost and whatnot. I want to remind you of something. I want to remind you that we are fighting against evil and that children, whether you have them or not, children need us to win. There are real things at stake here. Doesn't matter how down we get. Doesn't matter how angry we get about this law or that speech or how mad Joe Biden makes us next hour when he gets up and gives his State of the Union. None of that matters at all. We have to fight against evil all the days of our lives. I'm going to play something for you. This woman is a first grade teacher. A first grade teacher. That's 6 and 7 year olds. This is what we're up against. Quitting is never an option.
She, her pronouns, and I've been a first grade teacher for 16 years. I'm here in support of this bill to make rainbow flag bans prohibited. What does a rainbow flag mean to my students, my classroom? Here are some words from my first grade babies. It means my teacher will stand up for me. It looks like the flags at my house, so I feel home. It means we all are here together. My students feel the importance of windows and mirrors. I want every child, family, and staff member to have a clear visual of inclusion and safety in the community I build. We know students, families, and staff members need to feel safe in order to learn, thrive, and continue to share their talents with us. My rainbow flag stands for welcoming spaces, trust, resilience, compassion, joy, collaboration, and community.
Why are you gay?
That's a child predator. I know she just looks like a standard, normal, liberal white woman. That woman is in the teaching profession to prey on your child. That's why she's there. She wakes up every single day with a mission on her mind. And she goes to bed at night with a mission on her mind. We don't get to quit. All right? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what happens. We do not get to quit. We are the good guys. And so we will continue on. All right? All right. And again, if it makes you feel better, the people we're up against, they really are dumb. I keep coming back to how bad Joe looks physically. And then you look over at Dome and you think, you know, I know she's technically the vice president, but they're not really going to let her be president if something happens to Joe, right?
You know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, it's so strong in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it is very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable. Jesse, why can't you pronounce gold? It's not goad. It's not God. It's gold. There's an L. Can you make an L? That's so obnoxious. You can't say a simple four-letter word correctly. Chris, do I say gold weird? No, I don't. Gold, I just said gold. Michael, do I say gold weird? No, I don't. Gold. What? I say the L. I can hear the L. I'm saying the L. I'm white trash. Okay, I don't say every letter in the word gold. I'm saying the L. You guys are stupid. It's like groceries. Groceries? No one says groceries. People say groceries as if it's an SH in there. And then these language snobs will email the show, Jesse, it's not groceries, it's groceries. Well, you know what? I went to community college. For me, it's groceries. And for me, it's gold. Oxford Gold Group. Have you gotten a hold of them, by the way, yet? In case you're wondering how things are going down at the Fed, do I need to remind you of this? Remember, 833-995-GOLD. Do you think maybe you should
last
call?
Last question, Chair Powell. Do you believe that the impacts of climate change pose a risk? Have you been talking about that more?
I certainly believe that climate change is real and poses risk.
We are in so much trouble. Get some gold delivered to your house. Get it in your retirement account. Let Oxford Gold make it easy for you. That's the best part of Oxford Gold. They just make it easy because I don't understand how to do these things. What do I do? How do I get gold? Are you going to send me gold bars? And they're not going to do any of that. Nothing crazy. Everything insured, everything anonymous. Let Oxford Gold send you gold or silver. Let them get it in your IRA, 401k. Joe Biden's also going to request tonight a 1% increase in the defense budget. These people are destroying the money on purpose. So take some precautions, okay? 833-995-GOLD. Time to take precautions.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Dems bill would give the DOJ veto power over state election law. Man. Remember all those people on the right who looked down on you and lectured you that Democrats don't cheat in elections and Democrats don't cheat in elections. Democrats sure seem to want to get super involved in elections, including vetoing your voter ID law. I wonder why that is. Layoffs surged in February to the highest level since 2009. That's pretty much the worst news ever. We are in a period of high interest rates, high inflation, and now people are getting freaking laid off. Gosh, I hate that so much. South Carolina becomes the 29th constitutional carry state. Again, I want to remind people who get too down that we have still like 3/5 of the country moving in our direction. People are moving there. We are not some tiny, powerless minority. We are the majority of the country if we would just find our guts. The SEC approves a rule requiring some companies to report greenhouse gas emissions. Legal challenges loom. I always knew that was the worst football conference. A man deliberately got 217 COVID shots. Here's what happened. My word, buddy. 217 shots. If his heart is still beating at this point in time, they need to turn him in for science. DC passes sweeping public safety bill, reversing some reforms. These cities now are so desperate that they're trying to do things like get the drugs off the streets. And it will be highly entertaining slash pathetic watching cities like DC and New York and others try to do just enough to try to curb the crime, but not do anything significant to curb the crime. So nothing will work. And then they'll just be exasperated out there. But don't worry, Kathy Hochul sent in the National Guard.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught. Plain and simple. There will be consequences. This has to end.
Yeah. Senator John Barrasso to run for whip, passing on a bid to replace McConnell. Okay, so that's another one we could probably do without. Leadership in the Senate's looking worse and worse by the day. You know what's not looking worse by the day? Me. And tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I'll be at my best tomorrow. And if you want to contribute to the show on a Friday, email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will have some fun, all right? That's all.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.